I think they make money off food.
Food.
I think that everything, every business is actually a restaurant. Like, that's kind of true.
A restaurant in disguise.
That's so smart. Like, that's a movie theater is a restaurant. Yeah. A mall is a restaurant.
It's all a restaurant.
What about, like, a Zara?
And it
they usually
should,
have a Starbucks.
But IKEA.
Yeah, Zara should be a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. I think that's really smart.
Wait, thanks.
Like, if a store is not a restaurant yet, it's not reached its fullest, like, extension.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Nico.
What's up, Con?
Not much. I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little bit.
Just a smidge. From two guys who are never part of the boys club, we want to welcome you into ours.
Welcome to Boys Club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
The boys. Grab a bagel. I was like, what do boys eat?
Hey, Con.
Hi.
How are you?
Wait, I'm good. How are you doing?
What is this character you're putting on right now?
I feel like there registers with our new sound of my voice that we didn't have access to before. Because before I was kind of like yelling all the time. Mm-hmm. It was just like to be audible. And
now,
like,
it's much more of a whisper. We're kind of NPR these days.
I feel like now we're like auditioning for the Calm app. Could you imagine us on the Calm app? Breathe.
I would love if you did the comment, but you came up with your own stories.
Yes.
Because I think that would be interesting.
There was once a guy in New York. He's like, I'm not a top or a bottom on the side. And then that's
it. Oh, the stories are about you. I just meant you'd make things up about all the people you know.
No, there are lots of sides.
True.
I think that's side nation. One of the fastest growing communities.
Side hive.
Here's the thing. You know what I was thinking about today, though? I am a side, but like, oh, wait, this is really negative. This is actually sex negative. A lot of times the other people that are sides, it's kind of like when you go on The Bachelor to find love and you're like, you might be normal, but you are like in a group of people that is like a little like has chosen this.
Sure.
And sometimes I feel like the other people that have chosen side, it's like, okay, I get why I'm here, but why are you here?
Okay.
Is that sex
you don't feel excited by who you're around. It's like when you picked a door and you walked in, you're like, oh God.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe okay. I should just like do the work to like.
No, I don't think so.
No, I can't.
You've done so
I
much work to can't. Understand that you don't want a bottom.
I've done, I will not do it. It's
and
not
good.
Fun.
I think that's good for you.
Thank you.
Speaking of, did you see any boys clubs this
okay,
week?
Okay, so I have two, but I'm going to save one for when our guest comes in because it's Selling Sunset. And then the other one is, actually three. I was stuck on a subway before this and it was terrifying because like, this was truly my first time in New York. I know this is like grow up, but like where the train actually wasn't moving and for like an extended period of time, 11 minutes.
Yeah.
And we were like between stations and it's like, what if I had a panic attack? And I have intrusive thoughts. So I was like, there's so many bad things that could happen.
I know the only text that came through that you sent me was, hey, we've been stuck for like 6 minutes, so somebody for sure got on the tracks. And I was like, how did your mind go right there? Like, there's, I'm sure, a thousand other things.
It didn't even happen. I was like, I'm sorry, we were here for 11 minutes because of a tech issue in the greatest city in America.
Preach.
Kathy Hochul.
I know. I can't get over how bad the subways are for how, whatever. Anyway.
It's also like, if you're going to be stalled, that's fine. Just get us to a station so we can text our moms. You know what I mean? What if I was a child?
Totally.
Or a pregnant woman?
Totally. Oh my God, imagine having, if you, like, your water broke and you're on that,
It's practically the plot of that Hey Arnold episode where they're stuck on the subway. Do you not know this?
I haven't seen that one.
We're a little different in age, a little bit, but like that.
The
Hey Arnold is
the difference.
Wait,
one time I was stuck on a subway and it was like, we had like, the front of the train had made it to like this next station and we had to walk through the cars to get out. Like it couldn't go any further. We had to walk, like everybody. They were like, everybody has to get off right now. We had to, like, all, like, squeeze
half the
doors.
People on the ship are going to die, not the better half.
But that's my only experience. That. So your boys club was people on
so,
the train.
Yeah, I guess it was a bad one. But then also, so I guess people actually that are bad at technology, Kathy Hochul. And then my other one is, okay, this relates back to Allison O'Connor, who sat on this couch last week.
Our last guest, shout out.
Our last guest explained Sandoval to us. And it was the first time that show's been on for 11 seasons. I had never heard of that person before. I don't know anything about that person.
Is that the name of the show or this person is on?
It's the name of a person on the show Vanderpump Rules,
right.
Which is about a
right.
restaurant, which
right.
is what was explained to us.
Which
last
we learned
week.
Last week.
Which we learned. It was kind of cool to learn something together.
I know. And rare that we both don't know something because usually you have like one half and I have the other.
Yeah. I always
there's plenty neither of us knows, but that's usually like math and science. And
no,
things.
There's this is such a brag, but there's this like one professional duo that we have where I bonded with one of them over Taylor Swift and then you got the other with soccer and I was like, okay. fucking put us in any room and we're gonna find something to bond over. Like, even if it has to be like, so your dad was weird to you, huh? Like we'll figure it out. We'll get to the root of it.
Totally. So Sandoval.
I didn't know who that was, and people are constantly talking about that person. All the time. And I was like, have people always been talking about this person? And I just like thought they were talking about like an island or something. Like, and I just missed it. But constantly I'm being told about this person. And then I got these white nails because I think that when people get black nails, what they are trying to accomplish, they would actually accomplish with white nails. Mm. Like, I think white nails is more like,
totally,
this is not going to come through on the podcast. I'm pursing my lips.
He's pursing his lips. Wait, one of the dads of the kids I coach
has white nails.
No, not white, but painted his nails. And I saw it the other day and I wanted to say something, but then I was like, maybe that'd be weird. But I was kind of like, nice.
Were you going to say, oh, it's good?
He's like,
I didn't know where you were at.
I was going to be like, fucking pussy. Yeah, no. He's like, but he's like married to a woman, has two kids. Yeah. You know, he's like presumably a straight, or at least in a straight relationship at the moment. And I was just kind of like, that's cool that you're like 40 something and are like, paint my
what
nails.
What color was it?
They were like gray. But now I'm like, oh, maybe his daughters did that, which is also cool. But like the fact that he was like, I'm wearing this out, I don't care.
Yeah, wait, maybe that is the, it's like the most, there's definitely like this thing where straight guys are like, oh yeah, I'm nannying for the kids and you can paint my nails because I'm going to marry your mom, that kind of vibe.
Totally.
I'm your new dad, you can paint my nails. That's my boys club. And then, but Sandoval, he apparently has white nails, and some gay person told me that these reminded him of Sandoval. And I was
which was
like,
not the vibe you were going for.
I know, I was like, no, I'm going for crazy Gen Z girl on TikTok who's ready to smooch, which is, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So I was like, not thrilled about that, but God bless. Did you see any boys clubs this week?
I did, because I was home in Savannah, Georgia for my brother's high school graduation, so quite a few boys clubs down there. First of all, bow ties. Men in bow ties.
I thought you were saying Botox.
No, not Botox. Plenty of that too, I'm sure, but bow ties. So many bow ties, and like, I've never seen one pulled off outside a tuxedo. Sorry.
I just don't. I think that you'd have to be. Well, I feel like anytime I comment on masculinity, I'm assuming that everyone has the same goal in mind. I just feel like you'd have to be really masculine to pull off a bow tie.
I've just like never seen it and been like, that looks so sharp. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I think it would look hot on like John Cena.
I think queer people maybe could pull off a bow tie.
Or that.
Or John Cena.
I guess. Yeah. It's kind of like lean in or like if
or get out. Or, yeah.
I definitely wore them in like college. Like, yeah. I went through a minute, but that was in the South.
They're huge in the South, and they're like kind of like, there's like this time in high school when like Southern boys are like, it's time to wear a bow tie, and I just always was like, I don't get that.
Yeah, like a salmon bow tie, and I don't even know. I never could tie it great, but I always got it tied.
They're hard to tie.
Yeah,
they're complicated because it's a bow. Anyway, so that's one of them, and then the other one is. When I was, before I left, I was at a Joseph A. Bank in Midtown Manhattan.
No.
Yeah, to try to find a suit. To try to find a suit. And I went in and I asked the guy, I was like, I'm going to a wedding next weekend and I need something for this, like a summer wedding kind of look. Do you have any, like, linen suits or anything? And he goes, well, I don't know if we're going to find anything that fits you, but I'll see if we got any small sizes. And I was like, that is, I'm so often now am in like men's clothing stores, and this men, like the male associates are so aggro like that.
Yeah.
I never once, like with women, I mean, like, oh, of course. Like, they're always so friendly, so kind. And it's just like, what? I don't know what's happening, but I'm being bullied all the time.
Wait, what? Gay, straight, queer?
Super straight. Super straight. So it's Joseph A. Banks in Midtown.
Yeah.
But then I went to Men's Warehouse, and they were very nice to me because a woman was working there, and she was very nice, and I found a better suit, so.
You shouldn't even have to go to Midtown.
I know, but it's the only place there's a Men's
Warehouse. Where I got my nails done, is in Midtown.
So we got to avoid that.
And then I was walking down the street and thinking, like, this is, do these people know they don't have to be here? And I know that's, like, kind of a hack thought to be like, oh, we're in Midtown, this is horrible. It is horrible.
It is.
People walk really slow. And then I had people had umbrellas, and I kind of like ran underneath the umbrellas like kind of aggressively.
Yeah.
There's nothing like being alone and aggressive.
Feral. Yeah, when you are loose by yourself, you're like, anything can happen.
Well, I'm glad that you survived that. That's really fucked up.
Yeah, thank you. But when
he said that, did you say anything? Were you like?
No, but Maddie was pissed, and I could like feel her like fuming next to me, and I was like, it's okay. I'll just like let this man bully me. And I'm always just like, yeah, for sure. I'm probably like a 32 regular or whatever, the tiniest size you have.
I hate that story.
It's okay. Anyway, there are worse problems. We ready to bring our guest in?
Yeah.
All right, boys, our guest this week is an incredible stand-up comedian and a dear friend of the pod. She was actually on our last live show after this came out. This will be out after that. She's amazing. We're so happy to have her. Boys, please welcome Natalie Rotter-Lateman.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
Okay, so
I'm really happy to be here. I want to start with that.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. And
I'm
also
finding the vibes to be so right.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Vibes are good.
Wait, that's so nice.
Natalie also was very kind and brought us some excellent De La Calle seltzers.
De La Calle, yeah. De La Calle. Something that
Wait,
I love.
It makes my insides feel warm.
My insides are kind of hurting. Wait,
like in a good way.
I maybe had too much too fast, but like something feels off.
Okay,
so
I'm loving mine though. Mine's mango chili. It's really good.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Are you really?
I really do like it because I love mango and the chili is like giving it a nice sweet heat kind
of
balance. I'm enjoying it.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But it's you just had to sit there while we talked. So you were like, I guess I'll drink this.
Yeah,
and probably
exactly.
Too much too fast.
Do you feel like I never looked at you when we were talking? I never know how to look at the guest appropriately.
You didn't and you did.
I like didn't know how to
sweet.
Look. I was just like,
yeah. We're right on board. You know,
but
I'll do
but
one thing.
Neither was
the
right
other.
Or wrong. Like they both felt kind of right and kind of wrong.
There are times that we're all like talk about the guest and they'll be sitting there be like,
I know. No, it's impossible. You know, Charlie and I on my other podcast that. So sorry, guys. There's
no, please.
Podcast.
We love your podcast.
But we don't do the thing that you just did. And because it's too embarrassing for us to figure out how to do it. And it really hurts the podcast. Like we can tell it's so much better to have it already going a little bit and already kind of warm.
Yeah.
And then I feel so comfortable right now.
As
a
side, that's all we do.
You really need it, but it's hard. It seems really hard, but I'm impressed. So you guys are good at it.
Thank you. I mean, 61 practice rounds. Sometimes I'll have to redo the intros because I'll be like, fuck, our guest this week. And then that's embarrassing. Or I'll mispronounce. I mispronounced Charlie's last name. And
that's
we just kept
fine.
It in. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I already
Wait,
fucked
you're
up.
You're also giving us too much credit, though, because oftentimes the guest actually will start screaming, honestly, almost immediately. And then we'll be like, okay, great.
Then you're in.
We've literally never stopped someone and been like, actually, it's not your turn because we couldn't.
Yeah. Of course. How are you going to do that?
No, we can't. And that's what makes this a queer podcast.
I was going to say, it's not very Boys Club with you. But
No.
Wait, so you were saying that you're watching Selling Sunset, which is my other Boys Club, because season 6 just came out. And I was actually, I'm really tired. Not too tired, but I'm tired because it's up till 3 in the morning watching.
Yeah.
I could not look away.
Good for you. What are you up to?
I love episode 6.
Okay.
The part, that guy. I honestly, I've always watched it kind of.
Yeah. Do you don't watch?
I've never watched one episode.
You've got to watch it.
Do you not like this kind of stuff?
No, I do. I just have never gotten around. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I will watch. I feel like my watching habits are I'm watching with my girlfriend Maddie all the time, so it's mm-hmm. if we didn't watch it, I have not seen it yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So I just haven't gotten it, but I know I would love it because I fucking loved, I loved The Bachelor when I used to watch it.
Yeah.
I love Farmer Wants a Wife when I recently watched that.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's a crazy one. That's on Fox. It's so conservative. It's crazy. Whoa. Like in a fun way, where it's there's something weird and domestic about this. That's what's happening.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Selling Sunset is kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Randomly. It is a show where marriage is king.
Totally.
And being pregnant is God.
Yes. Okay, so for a lot of the show, I thought that Emma and
that might be the title of the episode, Marriage is King and being pregnant is God.
Marriage is king, though.
No, it is.
I've been thinking about that.
And being a millionaire is a given.
In many ways, being pregnant is God. You're creating new life.
No, it
so.
Is God, right?
Okay, well, the one girl, the new one.
Who, Brie or Nicole?
Brie.
Yeah, I like her. Whoa. I like Nicole. Nicole.
Why is she on
the
show?
It's a joke. They kind of fucked it,
Did
think.
They just did they draw out of a hat?
I mean, it's what I love about Selling Sunset is there's no pretense of reality.
I know.
At all.
I think it's literally, what hot girl can sell houses and have a crazy
conversation. And has dated Jason.
Yeah.
But she is, I think, too aggressive, too fast, and not fun or cool enough to be really riding it. I mean, making it worth.
It feels disrespectful to Chriselle's, honestly, her storyline.
I know, but
Nicole's
I love Chriselle. Had such the upper hand. She was being this one character, was being so cool and articulate. I feel and was just so in the right and was going after this one girl. And then, wait, did you get up to when they go away on the girls' trip?
No, but girls' trip, I'm already hearing a boys' club. That's fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. Girls' trip and boy mom are girls. There's
moms.
A girls' trip and then they become boy moms.
Yeah. I mean,
big time.
Hopefully they become boy moms.
Big time.
Wait, so, but Brie.
Can I ask a quick question
you
about Selling Sunset before we continue?
We've lost half the audience,
you
but when I started to watch
no,
Selling Sunset.
No, I think boys' club listeners also watch Selling Sunset. Absolutely.
And if you
I think
don't,
and if you
I'll
don't
give
that's
you
also
my
cool.
Netflix login.
Okay. Is the premise of Selling Sunset that they there's a new person every time?
The answer is already no. Because you said premise. I was like, there's no premise at all.
No, the premise is that they're real estate agents that sell like multi-million dollar homes.
Okay.
And they're all like
on Sunset Boulevard.
Beautiful women who actually like are women in drag as women. Like
totally.
They're performing.
Like, it is like the height of
yeah.
like feminine
like
performance.
Mary?
Yeah, they come in wearing like extensions mm-hmm. and like these massive billowing ponytails and these like massive tits and crazy
Love.
Short
the lips.
Skirts and like massive. It's just so funny, crazy.
Yeah.
I love the way they look.
They're
look
like
so
45,
crazy.
Which is amazing. But like Mary's
yeah.
so old. And like,
I know.
How are we supposed to feel about Mary? I don't know. I really do like her, but I'm also
like
just
her.
Like, what's happening?
My thing about Mary is that she always sounds like marbles are falling out of her mouth.
Wait.
She's like, but there's my donut.
She always has this like upset
so
face.
So annoying.
Her upset face is like, I'm not an actor in that way yet, but it's like, but like,
yeah.
and she's always upset about something. So I feel like I keep seeing that face.
I know. She's so upset.
She's
so
always
there's
upset.
There's no like winner to this. It's just like a.
No.
Okay.
It's
okay.
just like allegedly
like the
about
Kardashians.
Their lives, but they're not
yeah.
trying at all to make you think that
yeah.
anything is organic. Like it's all completely fabricated. And like there's one character who's pregnant this season. And I feel like in every scene, her bump gets like bigger and smaller because they clearly. It's not on a timeline. Like,
yeah.
they're just making
I
it all
I know this
up
is psycho.
Pretending.
I thought she and Emma were the same person for, like, 3 years.
No, that's totally, totally natural.
Do they not seem like the same person?
Maybe not to me, but...
It is one of those things where it's like, this actually feels progressive that I thought these two white women were the same. I was like, they're the same. They're the same face.
No, I think it's totally natural and normal, and don't try not to judge that feeling.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels true. But the new girl is the mother of one of the children of Nick Cannon. And it's just like, this
wow.
feels like such a, like this really has shifted what the show is. Like it just started as this like show about houses. And now it's like this major cultural moment is now like part of the show. The involvement is like, goes from these like hot girls that are like, we're selling houses to being like, wait, Nick Cannon is the father of your child. And we're going to
yeah.
talk about it every episode. Crazy.
How many times has that guy been married?
I don't know if it's a marriage thing for him.
I think
totally.
Only one. Maybe two, but he was married to Mariah.
It's like not about that for him.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's about. I actually really don't know a lot about him. I'm
Other
learning a lot from the show.
He was
yeah.
the judge. He was the host of the X Factor, America's Got Talent.
He was like a Nickelodeon guy.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Nickelodeon.
He's hosted a lot of
but
stuff.
But then he was married to that woman, Mariah.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah
yeah.
Carey.
Right.
They had Rock and Roll.
Right.
I think as a gay man that I couldn't remember Mariah Carey's name, that's kind of like, you are really... complicated.
Did you forget
know?
It just there?
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
I was never into really stood Mariah Carey's appeal.
Oh, really?
What yeah. about the Christmas hit?
What about the Christmas hit?
You know, I love Nat King Cole.
You don't like hers?
I like Bing Crosby.
Okay. I do love
Jeez.
That too. That's a boys club I'm into. I'm pro
old, like
old Christmas music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
I think that it's
That's
they
weird.
Shouldn't even be making new.
That's crazy.
I like the old
What's
like
the old one like
like
what?
40s. Yeah, like very
that stuff is nice. I
like
this.
That kind
no.
of stuff.
Right. That's true. I mean, I guess it's like wow, it's crazy to think about old Christmas music. Being that really like calm, wonderful stuff, and
yeah.
like new Christmas music is like this like pop, synthetic, crazy thing.
Yeah, total different vibes.
Santa baby, but I actually love it all.
Yeah, I find myself in a mood for all of it at some point during the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so you
every
guys are
Christmas.
Both Southern Christmas guys.
Well,
we went to both went to. So I'm
okay.
from the South, and you're
I
from
love
Philly.
That we're Christmas.
Oh,
guys,
really?
Cause
Wait,
that's
why
true.
Did I think you're from the South?
Well, I went to school in North Carolina to
right.
Elon, but for acting for a year. I feel like Elon. You're like that's not a good school. But then when I say acting, you're like amazing school.
No, I mean, you couldn't be getting it more wrong.
Aren't you?
Like, what I was thinking.
Really
of.
Big for
theater.
Their poli sci.
You're theater.
Yeah, I studied.
Wait, MTT.
But I kind of didn't really do it.
Wait.
Like, I was a theater major in college, but it was because I, like, did a bunch in the beginning and then, like, couldn't get enough credits to, like, move out.
Wait, where'd you go to school?
Northwestern.
Oh, I lived in Chicago for 4 years.
Oh, my God.
That's weird. I guess we didn't overlap, though, because I was...
Were you doing, like, comedy there? Oh, yeah, yeah. You
well,
were,
I was, like, performing comedy. I was, like...
Riddle me that.
I was, like, trying improv.
What's your vibe with, like... Deets on the pod
I'm
to
a,
like
Wait, if I ever say something on the pod, it doesn't actually feel intimate to me, which is really fascinating because I feel like we say intimate things, but I think that the things that are actually deeply intimate to us as people are things that share. We probably wouldn't share.
Yeah, I hear that.
Like, I'll go be like, I had an eating disorder, but it's like, okay. Like,
always in that voice, anyone. Too.
But it's like, we get it. Like, yeah. I feel like that's not actually deeply personal. No, totally. Deeply personal would be like, I'm worried none of my dreams will come true and I'll die alone. Like, that would be like, oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Now we got a podcast.
Okay, now I know.
Deeply personal would be like, I need to freeze my eggs. I'm really scared. I'll never be a dad. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Wait, do you share deeply personal? What's your vibe on that?
I don't know.
You guys mostly talk big ideas.
Yeah. I try not to share stuff, but I sometimes do.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, because you're just, like, sitting.
Well, you're with your friends.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, I don't know how, I'm sure you guys had a similar experience, but somebody came up to me one time and mentioned that they listened to it, somebody I did not know, which I was, like, so flattered. I'm floored every time somebody listens. But then I was like, oh, my God, this person has heard me have conversations that I had on my couch with my best friend and another friend of ours.
Yeah.
That feels insane.
Yeah.
And my dad listens.
Oh, I love that. My parents listen, too.
Yeah.
It's, like, honestly, I kind of like it, because it's, like, then it's like you're not like, oh, like, you know, the side of me that I present to you. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you kind of just know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it or
it's
leave
kinda
it.
It's kind of freeing. Like, it's like,
I know.
I'm not in charge of, like, what you know.
Yeah. Should we start asking?
Wait, what is, like,
questions?
A boys club? Oh. I tried to get really fast. Like, it was my idea. What's a boys club that you're just, like, not in?
It's like, I'm reading your mind. You're already up here.
That's funny as fuck. Can't remember.
I love your claw clip. Wait, did you buy it on Bedford?
No, my mom gave it to me for my birthday.
I really like it. I love a claw clip.
So the two options. Mom got it or was on Bedford?
Or was it on Bedford?
I trust a woman in a claw clip.
Really?
Yeah.
I hardly ever wear it, but I honestly went to Miami last weekend.
Awesome.
And I haven't washed my hair since it was in the pool.
Oh, there was a pool there.
I got back yesterday.
I'm jealous.
I love a pool. To be submerged.
It was so slay. I went for a wedding.
Oh, Miami wedding. That's
oh, actually,
fun.
That relates to my thing.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect. The boys club that I'm not a part of is like being like, oh, my God, women take so long to get ready. And I don't, you know, I just like wait in the living room chair while she gets ready forever.
Yeah.
And even though I feel like my vibe is more boyish for like what I wear usually and like I don't wear makeup often or like whatever, like I still sometimes need somehow like a lot of time to get ready,
totally,
and pick my stuff and like figure it out, and like it's not like easy, it's like really fraught for me.
Yeah.
And that's very womanly. I think
it's nice. I think it's been marketed as a, oh, like women do whatever, like you're saying, women do. Yeah. Women. It's like it's nice to take a moment to like reset and think about what you're gonna do and how you're gonna leave the house and what you're gonna go out and do and be like, this is how I want to present myself today.
Yeah, but I have to say, I actually feel kind of resentful about it because I don't find it fun. Like, I hate the
it's
ready.
A tough experience.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And like for this wedding I went to, like I don't wear makeup. I don't know really. I don't own any like whatever, but I still have the feeling. I don't feel like I have the freedom of being like, and so I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still like, can someone put it on me?
Yeah.
Like, I want.
Yeah.
I really want to look good. I still feel the pressure, but I don't enjoy any part of it. You know, I'm not like at my boudoir, like loving it, which I think some people are.
Yeah. Do you like when other people put your make? Like, it, when do you feel like people do a good job?
I do.
Okay. Maybe this is just a product of several things, but.
Fuck knows.
But I like in high, I never like. Put makeup on, never knew how, never like could do it. I like went through a phase in like middle school where I would like make my mom put like like something on my eyes before I left, and she would always be like, why are you waiting till 3 seconds?
For what? For like a dance or for like
for
a
every
day.
Day? Like there was like in like seventh grade when I was like, I have to do this now, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But didn't know how, refused to learn, I guess, but just was like, mom, will you do this? And she'd always be like, we're leaving in 3 seconds. Like this is not the time. But anyway, sometimes like before like a dance or something like that, like a friend would put stuff on me and they always made me look fucking insane. Like, but I think that's also because like an eighth grader was doing my makeup and then also I was probably like, this is not.
Not right.
This is not right. Yeah. But it always looked, and I was like, for my whole life, I was like, it does not look natural on me. It doesn't look natural on me. And people always like, I'd love to put makeup on you or whatever. And I was like, I promise it's going to look bad. And without fail, every time they'd do it and they'd be like, damn, that's not how I expected they that would to go. Like, yeah, even in college one time one of my friends did it, who was like excellent at her own makeup, and then like did mine, and we were all just like, man, that looks weird for some reason.
Yeah.
That sucks. Like, they step back and like look at their canvas and they're like, hate it.
Yeah, they're like, that looked better when it was blank.
Hate
so.
What I did.
Elfie, you're beautiful. Do you know what that's from? Do you remember in Wicked?
That's got to be Wicked.
When she takes her glasses off and she's like, Elfie, you're beautiful.
Yeah. I actually just saw Wicked for my birthday.
Wait, it's my favorite musical.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw it?
Okay. Well, it was 12 years ago. What do you mean?
Yeah.
For sure.
You have to go back.
Wait, I think the last time I saw it, I literally remember who played the girl, and her name was like Kendall
Payne.
I was obsessed with her. It was Kendall Payne. Yeah.
It's Kendall Payne.
It was a lesbian rendition.
Wait, that's what we need. Can I say something? I saw Wicked when I was like a kid, and then my girlfriend and my best friend took me for my birthday this year because honestly, like, she had a way to get discounted tickets, which is a privilege. But it was like the most amazing experience of my life.
I love it again.
Like,
so
you
much.
Need to try and see it as an adult if you can. I know that's really hard, but
no, I know.
If you can,
I checked today. Tickets only for Wicked,
and they're
only,
you do.
Yeah,
okay.
They're like only $112, and I'm like, that's what.
That's the right. best deal they can do on today text.
Maybe my dad will hear this and send me a ticket to Wicked. That happens.
Yeah.
A boy can dream.
I love Wicked.
I've been listening to it so much, and it's just like such a slay. Is it okay if I get like this?
Wait, no, I want you to get, you know what I
for the listeners, I'm like actually lying down fully.
And that's what we're, that's
why
we're
to. You are like pay me like one of your French girls.
This
like,
is
energy.
A voice that I'm not a part of, is like being like lying scared of like having a body. Oh,
good.
Thank God for that.
You know what I mean? Like, I really will, like, make myself comfy.
Wait,
that's why we
that
do
I'm
it
the
on
opposite?
The couch.
Like, that I'm comfortable, but I'm
always,
like...
I know, I've
like
been worried about you this whole time. You've
You're
been taking
off
up
the
minimal space.
Yeah.
Get in there. Get comfortable.
I'm sorry.
Wait, do you feel like I'm sitting, like, Anne Hathaway, where she's like, thank you for being here today.
Like, did she become British?
Yeah. No, but that's not what she did. You have to with put your knees next to each other.
Like this. There
no,
you go.
No, no, no.
What? Wait.
You don't cross your knees. Yeah, that's
there
what it is.
There we go.
Just her ankles.
Just her ankles. I was just watching Ocean's 8 on the plane.
Really?
Was Anne Hathaway in that?
Yeah, she's in that.
She wasn't in. You want to know why I don't know she's in that?
She's not in my joke.
She's not in your joke.
Maybe I should.
To me, the only people I know in that are in your joke.
Sandra Bullock and Rihanna.
She's not in your joke. So.
But I was watching Ocean's 8 on the plane because kind of a good one to watch when you don't have headphones and only have subtitles, because it's kind of like
you didn't have headphones.
I didn't have the ones that plug into the.
I know.
I love that you read. You kind of read a screenplay, more or less.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but also my brother's graduation, they had three girls singing. Like in between one of the, you know, whatever, and they sang Wicked.
It will
because
make
I knew you
for good.
For good, there. It,
yep. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. great.
We
was actually they did a
the
wonderful job
with it.
Yeah, I mean, my pleasure.
Can't, I can't sing, but I will. I'll direct. I'll do this.
Maybe you can harmonize.
Harmonize. Okay, wait. Getting ready. Do you take a long time to get ready?
Yeah. Wait, can I tell you the one line of Wicked that I think about every day of my life?
What
I think about
it? It
fuck my question.
What is it? Do you know Wicked?
Yes, it was the first musical I saw. Lion King and like Toronto when I was like four, but I saw Wicked was the first Broadway I ever saw.
Whoa.
When I was like nine
that
or ten,
been
I think.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think that you're gonna expect this.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Can I just guess?
Yeah.
Wait, was the thing favorite song or favorite line?
It's
favorite
a line.
Is
okay,
it sung?
It's really a line.
Is it, and it's not sung.
I don't think it is sung, and I don't think it that the sung. Song is particularly good. Like it's not.
Is it something bad?
Oh my God! No, cut that whole line.
I know. I know.
Literally, like, give us, like...
No, it's...
Give us, like... There's only two good songs in Legally Blonde, the musical. They should move those two good songs
I
over to
Wicked. I have to disagree with you there. I have to say that most songs in that show are a winner.
No, the best one in that is where she's actually just standing there, and she's like, back to the sun. Back
no,
to...
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, my God.
I feel like you're making fun of it.
Wait, no, no, no. I do like that part.
It.
Wait, and you watched it on MTV in 2007. When
yeah,
it was released
yeah,
to MTV.
Of course, yeah.
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 Wait, that's how I would describe my theater brand.
Is don't ever like, forget, what is it? Finding Elle Woods?
Yeah.
Find
search,
the search
for the next
the search
Elle
for the next
I
Elle
took
Woods.
That girl's Soul Cycle class.
True.
Really?
Emma, the one who quit smoking as she was on the show.
Is
and
she
I'm like,
the redhead?
No, that's Autumn.
Autumn, yeah.
Classic.
Emma was like,
name
the
matches
one.
The vibe on that one.
For sure.
I like still remember for this. Sure. Emma
girls
was like
it is.
She's like chain smoking, but then also like auditioning for it. And I'm like, I'm so pro, do whatever you need to do. But like, that's just fascinating. Like, you are a Broadway singer. What are you chain smoking for? Like, as you're auditioning for this, it's fascinating. It's like, good for you. But wait, guess the line.
Oh, right. Who says it? Can you just tell me?
The blonde one, Glinda. Where she's like, and if that joy, that thrill doesn't thrill like you think it will,
It wasn't sung.
No, it was.
Oh, you said it was. That I know about, that like, you said it was. Confusing. And I don't know why I just attacked you like that. I think I was feeling sad that I didn't get it right.
The one about getting your dreams is strange, but it seems a little while complicated. Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, you can get everything you've ever wanted, but so then if you're just true. Like actually clinically depressed, you might still be sad.
You will still be sad.
Maybe what you thought you wanted your dreams and what you needed was Lexapro.
Happy is what happens when all your dreams come true. And it's like, that's just not true.
Yeah. Yeah, the way she says, happy is what happens when all your dreams come true.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And she says it like kind of like this like vulnerable, like.
Yeah. Yeah. The Glinda I saw was, I mean, a beast. She totally bodied it. It was so sly.
Do you remember Jenna Claire Mason?
No.
Okay.
Was she the Glinda? She
was Glinda for years, but we went on a Bible study retreat in
you and
college.
Her?
Well, there were like 40 other people, all MAGA.
Wait, so you're very religious in college?
Okay, in college I was a raging
Can
alcoholic.
I do this?
Yes, please. I want you to do every.
Now
position.
I'm laying down on my back.
So in
do
college,
people do this usually?
No. People are never that comfortable, and I think that's been like what's holding us back.
We have all kinds of different styles.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want that. You to be. We want.
Yeah, yeah.
We want that.
Okay, you're a trailblazer. Okay. Is what we're trying to say.
It's kind of cool. Like when you're taking. Okay, I just watched a video of Greta Gerwig,
and I want you to know you. That you can post for the listeners to see.
I'm gonna post this also to promo the show tomorrow.
Okay, great.
No, Wednesday. Wait. When is it? Wednesday.
I just watched a video of Greta Gerwig.
Wait, I have to get my phone.
I thought it was tomorrow too for like four hours today.
Keep talking.
There's this video of Greta Gerwig directing Lady Bird, mm-hmm. and the way that she does it feels like this, where it's like change positions, flip over. Like,
yes,
new.
I know the video you're talking about, where she's like, now kiss him. Yes. No, really, kiss him.
Did you watch a 7-minute video?
Oh, I've seen that, Greta when they're Gerwig? Running around.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is everyone looking up Greta Gerwig on?
And she's like laughing so much, and I'm like, is this genuine? I don't know. I like her.
I love Greta Gerwig. She says that storytelling is our birthright. I love her so much.
Wow, what does she mean?
That the ability to tell a story is our birthright.
Incredible.
Wait, I feel like I totally steamrolled, and I'm trying to.
I have one more thing to say, but we're having the best time talking about Wicked. I have one more thing to say.
Wait, I have anxiety
about Wicked. Well, two more things to say. You laying down has made him more comfortable. He's already two cheeks on the couch now. Thank God.
Exactly.
And then
I only have one and a half.
That's not true.
That's all he's got anymore. my sister. So there was every year we had this like at our school we had like a this like fair, this like I don't know little fair thing. And there would be different events and booths, and it was like to raise money for something. But there was always lip sync competition every year, just for the elementary schoolers. And my mom grew up a dancer, and so she choreographed my sisters.
Oh,
how many
sisters do you have?
I have two sisters, and so
they
would compete. The difference.
Yeah, sorry. Wow, you would know that.
One is 3 years behind me and one is 5 years behind me. So we're all like pretty.
Wow, yeah. So you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest. And then my little brother just graduated from high school. So then he's 7 years.
I feel like that's like a very appropriate. Like when I have kids, I want to take that many years between every kid.
Do it.
Like take your time.
Do it.
Like you'll be able to plan it. So do it.
Do it.
Math is on your side on that. You know, no surprises, thank God. But anyway, so my mom would like, so it was like just that you would compete against your grade level, like each one. So there was a competition for each grade in elementary, and my sisters won every single year.
Wow.
Until the last year they gave it to somebody else for my younger sister's like final, because they'd won too many times. My mom was pissed, but
I would be pissed
the
too.
First one they ever did, they always blew people out of the water. Nobody was organized. Nobody was choreographing.
Your mom
must
be an amazing choreographer.
We would spend, I was always there like kind of like just like sort of being like stage dude in the back, kind of like just like getting waters and just being like,
stop.
And like step. And when my sister needed to practice, like literally my sister needed to practice, I'd be like, I can step. I can do that part. Actually, I've been watching
like
a lot.
Stand-in,
I kind of know.
Wait, wasn't it? It was a musical every year.
But the first one they ever did was, I don't remember which song
popular,
it was.
Popular, probably.
It was probably popular, but it was one of them was, she was, my sister Soph was Glinda, she's blonde hair, and then
amazing.
Her friend was Alphaba, full get up.
I bet it was
green
either
makeup.
Popular or that one where they start school.
It was maybe,
they start school.
It was maybe Defying Gravity.
Or that one. Well, they sing a lot together in that show.
They sing together constantly.
They sing together a lot. And then, last thing I'll say about this is there's one kid I coach who's, like, kind of a little Republican. She always says crazy shit about, like, one time she was talking to me about my tattoo. She's like, that's kind of fucked up. She didn't say fucked up, but she was like, why would you put something on your body? And I was like, literally leave me alone.
One of the kids was saying that?
Yeah, she's like 9.
Wait, how old? Okay, then.
She's 8.
Ages?
I do, I've coached 5 through like 13 before, but the mostly I work with like 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
And she's like 8, and she was like, whatever. Anyway, she's just always saying like weird little Republican-y things, and I'm always just like, what are they talking? Like weird like anti-women stuff sometimes. I'm like, who's talking to you at home?
What kind of stuff?
Like, like one time she was like, yeah, boys are immature when they're young, but girls are immature when they're older. And I was like, oh, what 55-year-old woman are you chatting around with? That's like so strange. But she had a Wicked sweatshirt on one time, and I was like, do you love Wicked? And she said, yes. And I said, who's your favorite character? And she was like, Glinda. And I was like, fucking classic. Right. Of course it is.
Who?
I agree.
I was literally thinking this the other day. Who's the hero of that show? Is it Glinda or is it Elphaba? Is Elphaba actually better than Glinda? Think about the ending. Think about the ending of that show.
I don't remember the ending, to be honest with you.
At the ending,
spoiler,
Elphaba gets the guy, Glinda gets trapped, she's kind of like has to like carry on the town, she's alone, she's
but
sad,
but she kind of wanted it, like trapped is a little like she kind of chose it. You know, Francesca Duva and I just hosted a show called Elsa and Elphaba, and it basically explored that,
which
like,
one are you?
It was, so it wasn't like that. That's an important question. It wasn't who's who. It was like just
stop right there.
An exploration.
You
of
think just
goes
two people?
Women. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, and a lot of people were asking that, and so we had to get right in front of it.
Yeah.
And like started with saying like it's not one of us and one of us. Like we just want these two in conversation.
Yeah. Throw your expectations out the door.
Yeah. And we ended up just talking about Elphaba the entire time and singing like a bunch of songs from Wicked. It was honestly a really long show. It was so fun. It was maybe one of the best nights of my life. And we're going to host one again. And we're trying to figure out if we should have it be like about new characters every time or if it should just be about Elsa and Elphaba every
just
time.
Kind of really getting in there into
nice
the depths
to really
of it.
Lean into one thing and be the expert on this one thing and like capitalize on those two.
It's like we could talk about them forever too. Like,
yeah.
You know, I think at the end of the show, like the thing that's really cool about it is it's very effective, I think, in transmitting the message that like they really change each other for good.
For good.
And it's a mutual, like, I don't know. I don't think one of them is better off.
That song kind of is the thesis of the whole show.
In a lot of ways.
I guess it feels like, isn't it great that you get to run away with this guy while she stays here and has to run this stupid fucking town?
I think, well, it sounds like you are more of an Elphaba. But many people would say, like, she's banished. She's, like, living on the lam. That, like, sucks. And, like, Glinda's, like,
you're right.
Powerful queen. Yeah. She's in charge of a city. Like,
she's Kathy Hochul, babe.
Right.
And we know how you feel about her. Stuck on the L train for 11 minutes. Yeah. All I'm going to say is when our governor was a man, Cuomo, I never stuck on the L train.
No.
That train ran. ran.
Canceled on Boys Club.
Wait, so I feel like I steamrolled
you. So what? No way.
But like using steamroll in a
weird
way.
You never, well, I'm glad
you
we're off of categorically.
Don't do that to me, so don't worry
about
it.
Wait, I kept saying categorically for like weeks. I couldn't stop saying it.
In the most inappropriate of voice.
It was never.
That's fine.
How do you use that word?
You don't.
Why
categorically.
Did why did we get it?
I don't know what it means. I think honestly,
none of us know what it
sometimes
means.
Words come up and you just have to let them come up and out. And they'll pass when it's time their time
totally,
to pass.
Totally.
But don't fight them.
I do the same thing. I'll get on cycles with words. But I asked you earlier if you take a long time to get ready. That's what you're talking about.
Okay. Wait, does it look like I did my hair today?
I mean, it looks wonderful.
Good, because if you said no, I would be returning that wave spray.
No, I'm seeing like a very distinct wave.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. So I do certain things. Like I put like a little bit of highlighter on my cheek to like make my cheek pop.
Mm-hmm.
And I like sometimes when I've got my like lips, I like put like something on. The answer is 8 minutes. The answer is actually 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 8 minutes.
It's really just like my hair, and then I like put something on my face to make my cheeks look nice.
But I'm not really talking about every day. I'm talking more like for going out
for an event.
Yeah. Like, are you taking?
Really no. And you know this because this is like our New Orleans story, where we were watching Bobby Flay.
You guys go on a trip together?
We
every month.
A bunch of us went to
resort.
I wish a bunch of us went to Mardi Gras this past year.
Really?
Like, yeah, because do you know Sam Schaefer?
Uh-huh.
He is from New Orleans, and his sister was in like the queen of one of the Mardi Gras parades. So we got to like go.
What?
Yeah.
How did she get to be the queen?
Her parents are part of this like one of the like I don't know, philanthropy Hermes. Works.
Do you know
Hermes?
It?
Yeah, they're part of this like philanthropy.
They're one of the good ones.
Neither did we before we went, but it was like there's like a bunch of philanthropy orgs. It's kind of like grown up fraternities in many ways, but it's like like a bunch of philanthropy orgs that like get to host these balls and these parades every year. And so she was the queen of their like philanthropy.
She honestly she looks like Mia Thermopolis in the last scene of the first movie, where she just the way her hair was back. She did ride in a float. No,
she rode in the float. Yeah, remember they were throwing the beads at us. Yeah,
yeah, I remember they were throwing them at us. They were shooting beads at us.
They were throwing hefty things at us. Like I was kind of like, this is not. This is kind
queer.
Connor caught one right at the end. He said, "I can do things." It was amazing.
It's crazy. Hand-eye coordination is such a crazy concept.
Yeah,
you catch.
We had to go to a. Got to go to a ball one of these nights, and it was white tie, so we had to wear tuxes with tails. Like
wow,
white tie.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard the term white tie.
Yeah, it's like it's more elevated than black tie. It was like fancy, and all the women had to wear gowns. Like this is how crazy this event was at the like ball ceremony part, like the ceremony portion of it. The women got to sit in the seats, and all the men had to stand in the back.
Stop.
Yeah, so we were all standing in the back. Stop. Isn't that crazy?
Are you kidding me?
It was fascinating. That's it was so a very fun people watching.
Funny.
Yeah, it was kind
of
nuts.
For getting ready, the
it's
girls
a bit of
were
a
like,
slay,
like,
it was. To admit.
Like, it was like
two
playing
of my riot
dress up.
Pictures
yeah.
are from this day, which I feel like it's like a very complicated
two
thing to
of
say.
My riot pictures. Can I see? Yeah. Wait, that's so funny.
Am I in one of them?
I love that guys have to stand in the back.
But I was worried
because
I didn't want people to compare me to you, which is such a compliment to you.
Oh, thank you. I was looking great.
If you were
and
real
I know
fucking
these are from
ugly.
The front. These are from the front, not the back, because we looked so bad from the back.
Whenever someone like stands today, we looked really bad from the back.
The tails looked horrible. Because they're not like, it was like a one size fits all kind of deal. Like mine were like down to here.
Did you get them before you
went? It says writer.
Oh, that's really cute. That's
right. We kind of look like Chip
you
and
like
Dale.
You're trying to get in front of that.
Yeah, why?
Like, I know it says writer.
Why am I cut out?
No. No, you have to.
They have to know what.
It has to be
you're
at
right.
this point.
You're right.
Time.
Okay, that's a really handsome photo of you. You look like you should be in Fight. What's that movie when they fly?
Fight Club.
No.
Aviators.
What's
Avengers.
Tom Cruise is in it.
Yeah, Tom
Mission
Cruise.
Mission Impossible.
No,
Top
no,
Gun.
Flight, yeah.
He's been in way too many movies. Wait, oh, this one's back.
Slay. Love that.
Love that.
Thank you.
Oh, Jen Wagley
cute.
Took that.
These are great pictures.
Wait, you're...
there's my little nose. That's a good picture. Oh, that's at your cousin's wedding,
one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And that's also from New Orleans with the beads. Oh, wow.
You know, can
Send
I say something
one.
About... I like
okay,
that.
Very nice.
I like
also
that second to last one.
Wait, really?
Sexuality.
I am in that one. That's framed in my room.
You're like...
That picture's framed in my room.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
You're literally just outside all these pictures.
I know. I'm just kind of hovering in the back. I'm probably
There's
in the background of that one, too.
You know, I like to make a declarative statement. Declarative.
My head's at the bottom of that. Yes.
Hello.
We're getting lost in Connor's Raya
like
over here. Like this is it now, two people.
Okay. No, I want to say that I do think at this point in time, if you have a dating app picture that's not just you alone, it's a little suspicious.
Yeah.
Like even one other person, it's like, I just don't know anymore. Like not in this day and age.
Yeah.
Or maybe at this age or something. Like.
And take your fucking hat off. I need to know. It's okay. You can be bald. Just tell me. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I just need to know.
Right.
So you can know what to expect.
That's not really in my world as much, but I hear it.
But
I hear you.
Anytime you can't see. I don't know. Maybe this is bad of me, but anytime you can't really see their face on the first photo, I'm like.
Gotta go.
No, yeah.
Because if you wanted to, like, I would have so many pictures because I was like, I have so much to brag about. I was like, I've got to show this and this. None with my teeth, something to think about, but like a lot. No, no.
You got a gorgeous smile.
You can't be perfect. And if you were, then what's the point of living? I really want those things where they put the veneers.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about your teeth once.
Everyone's like, if everyone gets veneers, then like everyone will have the same smile. And I'm like,
exactly.
I'll have a perfect smile.
Yeah,
I don't
whatever.
Understand. I know. Thank you.
I know. It's literally, it's like, and what if? It's like, what if? Like, we have stuff
it's
to worry
gonna
about.
It's not going
to
happen anyway.
Wait, what? So you're not on dating apps? Are you on dating apps?
No, no. I have a GF.
GF.
Straight up. But
cool.
It's kind of like monog. Like,
cool.
No funny business.
Yeah.
In this house, we're strictly monog.
Well, one time recently, Maddie got hit on at a show. Shout out, Maddie. And she was like, oh, sorry, I have a partner. And the girl was like, you're monogamous? She was like, yeah.
I know. In this day and age.
Which randomly is an issue on Selling Sunset. because they're mad at Nick Cannon, the Nick Cannon girl, because because she's not monogamous. It's somehow an issue on the show.
I know. They're so disgusting.
So it is very conservative in that way.
Mm. Yeah. There's like a British girl who's like, as a Christian and a monogamist.
I'm kind of honestly surprised. Maybe it's like not, I mean, it feels like everybody we know is like non-monogamous. Mm. And maybe that's just like the little pool of the world that we're in right now. But like in our age, perhaps. But it does feel like that's like a thing. It's like when conservatives hear about this, it's going to be all over Fox News. Like it just hasn't gotten to them yet.
No, totally. Because
they would not appreciate. They would not appreciate.
They're always like, women are disappearing. And it's like, yeah. And marriage and weddings. What about weddings?
What do you mean women are disappearing?
This girl. Oh my God. Wait, I've been looking for an opportunity to say this on the podcast. So this girl who's taking my Pilates class is on Fox News, which, you know, there's a lot to say about Fox News anchors. She's just like one of the girls.
Okay.
So an anchor?
It's just a girl. Just
a consultant. A correspondent, I guess.
Yeah, like I gave you the word and you rejected it and then said a bunch of crazy stuff.
She's actually just some gal.
As a correspondent? No. She stands there and sometimes they catch her talking.
There's a lot to say about those girls, but no one ever says that they're not hot. So like she takes my Pilates class and now she's on this. So it's like testament to my Pilates class. But like she is on and she's like pretty crazy. And she says this thing where like women are disappearing because Adidas has like a, I don't even know, something with their swimsuit ad. And then like the Leah Thomas of it all. She's very upset.
Okay.
So that's their whole talking point. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like when this bubbles up to them, you're right. They're going to have like a whole, she's going to get more work. Thank God they're going to call her again.
I know. And it's kind of like, maybe we'll get them off trans people for a couple of days. But like, just toss them. Hey, there's something else going on.
Right. Maybe you have to try some polyamory.
Yeah. You guys got to get in there. I'm
and the statistic is like 35% of Gen Z is non-monogamous. And that might be real.
It might be.
Totally.
Monogamy is interesting. I guess monogamy, it's like, because monogamy feels like it comes back to sex. And like, but it's not that simple. And like, how emotional is sex versus how much of a human physical need is sex? And I think that's different for everyone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And actually, that was the end of the thought. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Of course.
So it's like such a weird, it's such
a strange issue. I know, it's weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's, I do kind of like it. I just kind of do. Know. But I don't think it's like more correct or something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of like joy and love to be had in many other different ways. But
totally,
it's not really my exact vibe.
Yeah, I don't think I would be able to handle having like when people I know that are like very actively like dating lots of people, I'm like, when the fuck do you find the time? And they're like working and doing other things. I'm like, I barely have enough time to feed myself, so I don't know how this is. I just
the number of,
and I'm not doing that much. I'm like having a pretty regular day. I still feel cramped.
No, you do a lot.
Thanks.
The gay men on really Grindr,
nice that was someone. A nice thing to say. Thank you.
The number of times that I see the words partnered or like open, it's fascinating. So I think that is like a huge. And it's not good nor bad, but it's like very prevalent, I think, within the gay community.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's just like open relationships. But I think that also comes back to like the top bottom situation where it's like people literally don't have like the physical chemistry, but still I think can have like an emotional relationship, but like one that doesn't lend itself to like the sex.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So then, yeah, totally.
It's just sex. The sex.
Yeah. It is interesting. I don't know how, like, I don't know. I feel like in like more like dyke spaces and dating and stuff, like there's not as much, but maybe that's not the case. Cause then I was talking to some people at the woods the other night and they were like, I don't know any lesbians that are monogamous anymore. And I was like, what's happening to the brand?
Yeah.
It feels antithetical to what this was built on.
Yeah. Interesting. That's interesting. I mean, I feel like I definitely think it's more common like in gay guy circles for people to be like open
for sure.
Non-monog or whatever. But I mean, these queers, I feel like queer folks are very much non-monog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I feel like dykes are often monogamous.
Monog.
But like those terms are more like about like the social scene than like the actual like identity or whatever I mean.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Or whatever I mean. I don't know. But, you know, and like gay guys are geniuses in many ways. And like it works really well for them in a lot of ways. So it's kind of like, okay, respect. Like, you know what I mean? They know a thing or two.
They absolutely do.
When I
We're looking at one.
I figured out on Grindr that you can sort by by position, and I was like, great, I only want to look
at geniuses like that. Tech geniuses.
Tech geniuses. 18 years into the app, we finally found.
You like, I hate that. You can
toggle. Like, oh, I told you earlier you could take something off your grid by pressing and holding it.
I know. I know. Reels
on Instagram.
But I was like, what if I only looked at sides? And that's where I realized I was like, ew. I was like, I want the other people to come back.
Oh. Wait, can I? I want to talk to you about this because I was interested in this. Talking about it before. So you're feeling like you're identifying as a side, but you don't really like who's with you in that category.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like zero of the people. Mm-hmm. Was that sentence right?
Yeah.
I categorically don't like zero of the people. I like some of them largely. It's kind of like, okay, so we're talking about a limited group of people, period, when you talk about the number of gay men in the world.
Yeah.
And then when you bring in top bottom energy, you were talking about a smaller group of people. Mm-hmm. And then when you decide that you actually don't like top bottom energy, you actually want to be this third thing called a side, which only people who have like it's a pretty relative access to the internet know about. Like it's like a relatively new concept.
Even as a term, not even like,
yeah.
Like I'm sure there's tons of people who like to have sex that way, but like don't even know the term,
right,
or whatever.
Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like that is like, now you've taken a small group of people and you've made it even smaller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, whoa, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be in love in August.
I see.
And then in October, I'll be devastated. But like August, love.
Just August to October, you think?
I think August, I'll be like, I just like want to...
I'm fascinated by the timeline.
I want to be in love in August.
What are you doing all summer? Just kind of... fucking around?
No, I'm planning for to be in love
totally,
in August.
Totally.
No,
planting
I think this
seeds.
Is a great plan. I feel it like August, time. It starts getting a little cooler at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the end of August.
It's kind of like a warmth to it, August. Yeah.
I mean, there's a Taylor Swift song that...
Of course. I know it well. What I want to say, though, is that I feel like I identify with the thing of being like the people who identify the same way I do, like the way that they're annoying is intolerable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when like a dyke is being kind of humiliating, I'm like, it like makes me feel so cringy in a way that like, you know, other things don't. And I actually do think randomly, I mean, maybe this is obvious, but it's like, you kind of do have to like love your way through it because you are really judging yourself.
Totally.
You're like, I want to be the coolest version of this thing because there's something wrong with being this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And when you can figure out how to like love all the freaky types within it.
Yeah.
It's not so personal. It's like, you know, you're not like, oh my God, why does that like random like straight girl act that way? It's like, yeah, like, no, you're not mad because it's like, you're not like, pissed at yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
absolutely.
I mean?
I feel that all the time with like, that's like an internalized thing. I like, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know if like certain like trans people do certain things where I'm just kind of like, I feel that fight or flight, like fear in me. Mm-hmm. That's like, they're going to find out that we're different. Stop acting like that.
Yes.
Stop doing that or whatever. And it's like absolutely no problem with what this person is doing. Like they should live their life how they want
to.
That's about me. That's about me feeling like I want to like run away from this or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that about Fire Island, Hell's Kitchen, because I feel weird about those places. Mm-hmm. And I've said this to you. I'm like, how much of this is me feeling like something that I'm weird about, and how much of that is the truth of the situation?
Right.
And I think it's probably like, okay, there's truth to both.
There's
these
both
things.
For sure. There's both. Like,
but
you can't discount the weirdness of some people. My God, you know?
Yeah.
For
I'm
sure.
Sorry, I just don't want to undercut that.
For sure.
What you're saying, but go on.
But and then I feel like also with yours specifically, like it does come in with like, you know, spaces that are like very much like about like how your body looks and like being white and like all those things that are not, you know, open to everybody. Mm-hmm. So there is that there too.
You've got to go to the Fire Island underwear party.
Wait, I went to Fire Island last year.
Did you go to the underwear party?
No, but it was genuinely the best 3 days of my life, hands down.
Did you stay in Cherry Grove or the Pines?
Pines.
Okay.
In the thick of it.
I went with, it was so fun. It was literally like amazing. And I was with like all kind of guys, and it was just like, I don't know. It was so heavenly. I made like all these new friends, which was really fun. And like,
what did you do at nighttime? When did you go to bed?
I would like go out with them and then, but not all the way. Like I would go out a little bit and then kind of go off on my own a little bit and like walk around. I did some shrooms. Like it's so beautiful there.
I really want
to
go.
They would come back to the house. I would hang out with them a little bit, and then they would go out again, and then I would go a little bit, but not really. It's oh, kind of it was like so fun. Sorry, that was too loud.
Part. Do you remember the part of the Parent Trap where they're at mm-hmm. camp?
Yes.
That's all of Fire Island.
It was, yeah.
It oh, was. It is like gay camp, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
It
damn.
It is.
We got to go.
We just need...
You guys do have to go. I know it's really hard. I don't know how to get there for you, but I do think you should
well,
go.
Well, I feel like I need someone to show me where the shuttle is and someone to hold onto my ferry ticket for the whole weekend, which is because I'm sober. Where's it going to go? You know what I mean?
No, but I mean, somewhere. I had that. I had like guys who were taking care of me.
Yeah,
who
yeah,
like
I need that.
My little angels.
I'm always like, no matter what time of year it is, I'm always like, I think we're too late. I think we're too late to have booked.
Because you're right.
Yeah, because it's like it doesn't matter when it is. People have already booked their houses.
Yeah, but I do think if you put it out into the, I wasn't stopping through a sentence at all. Like I literally was not gonna stop. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna edit that there to make you it go. Seem it's normal. Like,
right.
Right.
No.
Already
right.
went actually.
Yeah. We've been talking for like 40 minutes.
It's so good we can't access reviews to this. If
you
we
can,
don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I won't tell you.
Go Wait, ahead.
Why can't you?
No, we certainly can.
Is anyone like says that I steamroll?
I think there's been 3 reviews. All were really nice.
You go. Dance, girl.
I don't remember.
No, it was about.
No, you have to.
It was about Heart Impossible to Get to Fire Island.
Yeah, it's so
the
hard.
Parent Trap.
No, it wasn't that thing.
You
that
did mushrooms
at
Fire Island.
Yeah, it was
you
so
had angels.
Hard.
I thought I clocked you. You
yeah,
said the word angels.
Yeah, angels. Booking house. Oh, I think it's. Oh, this is what I was going to say. If you guys just keep putting it out into the universe, people will have a house that you can go stay at for a night or two.
True.
You know what I mean? Like you might
that's
not have
all
like,
we want.
Yeah, like you don't need to be having your own house.
Yeah.
No, we don't want that. We want max 2 nights. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go, we're gonna get a charm bracelet, and we're maybe gonna go to the underwear party.
It does crack me up every June. I'll see some guy post and be like, hey, for like $3,000 you can have 1 square inch of a twin bed.
Literally, you're sharing
for
bed.
One night.
You're sharing
like,
a bed with people.
What's happening?
Yeah.
I don't want to get there and share a bed.
I don't either.
It's anyway. So cool there, though, because it's like there's no cars. And it's like.
I love that.
You walk on these boardwalks. I this is so exclusionary. I'm really sorry. Like,
wait, I went and I went to the Fire Island Dance Festival. Did you go to the Fire Island Dance
oh,
Festival?
Oh, you did?
I went
oh,
twice,
I've never
actually.
Been. Oh, so you've been a million times. Oh, right. You went last summer.
I went last summer 2 times.
I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. You'll never go. You go all the time.
I wish I never went because now I like it. And I like know that I want to go. And it's like if I had
so
never
cool.
gone here. People are like that,
that
too sometimes.
That was such a fun
summer. Oh my God, we have to go.
We're revving up for another good summer. I can feel it.
This guy I met on Grindr said it's not too late to go, and he works at a restaurant in Cherry Grove. He actually maybe would have invited me to his house, but I didn't want to have sex with
okay,
him.
Okay, fair.
It's hard.
No,
see, it's
tricky.
A weird app.
We'll figure it out.
I will say, like, there is something with Fire Island that sounds also a little fraught in terms of, like, the sex of it, if you're trying to do that or not or whatever, mm-hmm. that I was kind of able to sidestep.
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 Sidestep. Side.
This is slam poetry.
We're like done.
Or I would go to P-Town, but I don't like cars, and I don't like I don't like sitting still for 6 hours, and like getting to P-Town sounds.
It's
really
wait, how far? That's P-Town's really.
That's
far.
Like way
is
up.
Is it Cape Cod?
I think so.
It's Cape Cod, and when someone gives me their jet, I'll go to
like
P-Town.
6 hours, yeah.
But until then, I'm like not going to P-Town.
You need to fly private to P-Town.
Wait, we're gonna go though. We're gonna go, and I'll watch out for you
or
in the underwear party.
Oh, I'm not going to the underwear party.
Nico, I need to go to make it right within myself.
Why?
I have to go.
All right.
Well, not totally.
Is it private?
No, it's no. I was just like, I like had a, I went to the underwear party for 8 minutes. And then I was like, wait, I actually like have a weird relationship with my body. And I'm also sober. And also monkeypox is happening. And also like, yeah, what's happening? And I have anxiety. Why am I in my underwear here?
Yeah, yeah.
So then I was like, I got to roll. And then I went. And then it was just like, whatever. And such a great story.
That's a great story.
But like, it's one of those things where
yeah,
I feel like
stressful for sure.
Yeah, I think it would be good for me to like reclaim Fire Island as a thing that I can go and do.
Yeah.
By my like as a person.
Totally. Yeah, I think that's a great plan.
With my white nails.
I'm realizing that like there's so much about Fire Island that I don't understand and like I can't relate to you or. Help you with.
But I love it. This the other night, this is so dark. We're going to cut this, but we're not going to. I watched this whole video from like 1981 of like Fire Island. It was like happy home videos.
Oh,
I'm
no.
obsessed with things that turn sad.
That's okay.
I think that's the Catholic in me. Are you Catholic?
No, my God.
Cool.
I'm Jewish.
Oh, wait. Well, actually, yeah. I think this is similar. Oh. I think that I think Judaism, this might be true too, mm-hmm. is that there's like an obsession with
darkness.
Darkness, yeah. And like mm-hmm. sadness, the fleetingness of life. Mm. There's like kind of. This like
yeah
we're behaving for a good afterlife, which I guess is true of a lot of religions, but like I think that's especially true of the Old Testament ones.
Not Judaism.
Wait, you're totally right. I feel crazy. I know you are Jewish, but I was in a Jewish fraternity.
Oh, slay. A pie?
Everyone wants me. Yes. ZBT. Oh. It's the worser one.
Not at my school.
Okay, then yeah, ZBT. Were they like coke dudes?
No, they were like Jewish guys who like liked rap.
Totally.
I feel like I could vibe with them.
You're not Jewish.
No, I'm Catholic as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Catholic, to me, like, it connects to Judaism for me because a lot of people are Catholic who are not necessarily like spiritual or like believe in God that much, but still have like a strong Catholic association. I feel like Judaism has that too.
Yeah, like absolutely. It does feel like the most similar to Judaism in terms of like there's like a, not in the same way because it's not like like an ethnicity as well, but it is like there's this cultural aspect to it that feels like I will always have been Catholic.
With like other Christianity stuff, it really is like if you're into it, like the first thing that kind of comes with it is like being into Jesus.
Yeah,
you know, and then like,
yeah,
Catholic's not about, I mean, that. Catholic's about being Catholic. It feels more about being Jesus.
Yeah.
It's about being part of this club.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Judaism, we said this to Sam Morrison, but long enough ago that people probably forget, is that it's like very family oriented. And that's nice. That they have Shabbat.
So cute.
Yeah.
I think you're right, honestly.
Can I come to your family's house?
Cute little thing. Yes. Where we have a great Shabbat. Live? In Westchester.
Can't wait.
Okay, not too far. Closer than Fire Island, so.
It is
much closer than P-Town.
And jazz.
Yeah.
I'll be normal.
No need, baby.
Should we ask our boys club? Oh, you just, you're not even letting
I feel bad.
No, you go.
Time. It's like, thank God. I feel like the reviews are going to be like, if Nika weren't there, who would ask, like, they would never get a question asked.
Listen, somebody's got to be the bones and somebody's got to be the meat, and that's how it goes.
Am I the bones or the meat?
I'm the bones. You're the meat.
I'm the meat. Well, that feels...
You keep it spicy and fun, and I'm just like...
No, you are spicy. You're spicy.
And you're spicy. Also organized.
I'm not organized, but I'm neurodivert. Wait, what's a boys club that you are right now? You're an INFP.
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, what's a boys club that you...
I meant which kind of neurodivergent, like...
Oh...
But that's private because I asked you a personal question.
No.
Wait. Here I go.
Any disorders that we have people know about on the podcast?
That's what I was thinking.
I think I felt bad that I actually haven't been diagnosed with one. I've been like co-opting the experience. Is there a divergence? This is brilliant.
He's brilliant because he's a gay man.
Right? Gay genius. Yeah. My boys club that I'm a part of, I'm doing another one.
Okay, we're doing
it. Spur of the moment. Okay.
Sorry, boys. You don't get another rest.
Yeah. Sorry. My boys club that I'm a part of also is, oh, I have it. Sitting with my butt all the way forward in chairs.
Like leaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much more comfortable.
Really comfortable.
Do you do that thing where people like start to tip backwards and then they don't fall and crack their head open?
I don't do that thing.
That's crazy.
I want people like lean
people
back
do
in
that
the chair.
I'm like, you're insane.
That's so hot. That's cool. I like when
you
people
can
do that.
Like this.
I have way too much undiagnosed anxiety for that.
That why are boys so cool? Like, why? Why are boys like
it.
So cool? Do you think they are?
I think there's a freedom to like certain mannerisms like that.
Yeah.
Like John Hedrick to me, I brought him up on the pod twice. I think he's so cool.
He is. I mean, he's a skateboarder. He's really tall.
You got to make yourself memorable in this
Do you
world.
Think?
That's why I got my lips done. Yeah, you got to just be
Did
like.
Did you?
Yeah, my upper lip be like.
Are you serious?
You wouldn't even notice.
Shut up.
I know.
Wait,
that's
I'm
why I'm
so
going
fascinated
back.
By this. I'm coming.
This is him being tall.
He's really tall. His torso is huge, but so are his legs.
Maybe how that That's works. How tallness works. So, like, his legs are super long, and then get this, his torso is also really long, and now he's 6'5", so.
Let's get back to this. It looks really
we're back on the lips.
Natural.
Yeah.
But, like, if you saw me before, you would be like, peasant. And now you're like, okay.
Wait, wow.
Ever since I got them done, people have been, like, looking at me more on the on the street.
Are you kidding?
I noticed that with my white nails, too, from 2 days ago.
Connor.
You think that's true?
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
Wait, when did you get them done?
4 weeks ago.
You got them done 4 weeks ago?
Do you
ago?
Like them?
I love them. I'm not kidding. Wait, I'm obsessed.
They're having a moment on the couch.
People
are They're embracing.
They're treating me differently ever
since. No, because I watch a lot of reality TV.
Yeah.
So I see these, I watch like all the Housewives franchises and Selling Sunset, whatever.
I mean, Selling Sunset, there's not a normal pair of lips on
there. No, exactly. And so I feel like I'm really, the only lip work I've seen is really insane looking lip work because it's these women who like look crazy. So I'm feeling so fascinated.
That's the thing with filler.
It really doesn't look like anything.
This is huge.
Like, I'm sorry.
No, but I went very before I had no other.
Like, this guy's a quack. Where's this doctor you went to?
Oh my God, that's like,
what
one
if
time?
They did placebo?
Wait, one time I got a massage with my sister, but it wasn't weird. They were just like at the same time.
Listen, my family, we always used to get massages on vacation. Like, that was part of the vacation. Yeah. I told people that one time and they were like, that's not weird. What people do on vacation.
No,
like,
but massages
we loved
are
it.
Not actually sexual. That's the thing. It's because there's all these random people there.
Well, on Fire Island, there is a place that will finish the job for you.
Okay, that's cool to me.
That's like in a hut. Go on.
Okay, this is actually getting cooler. But when we got the massage with my sister, we like finished and I was like, that was so good. My other sister was like, yeah, it was amazing. And my younger sister was like, it was so gentle. It was like I could hardly feel them. And then I was like, no, it was so good. Like, they did my neck. Whatever. My other sister was like, yeah, it was so good. Like, they really got my lower back. And the other one was like, yeah, I could like hardly even feel the touch. We're like, are you sure someone was in there? Like, were you just sitting there like waiting?
The air was just blowing
start?
Really yeah. hard. Yeah.
But no, but I'm feeling like this looks so like, it's definitely like a very full lip. But do you think that honestly, like, maybe this is like really stupid, but I feel like there was a point in my life where I was very like puritanical about plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's, you know, it means that you're like, you just need to like accept yourself. And it's because of like society that you want to get like big boobs or whatever, like when I was younger. And then I think like through like thinking about gender affirming surgery, like all like just like being like the freedom to be like, it's your body. Maybe it's not right to put those things in the same camp.
No, but I think it is. Like, yeah, I
like
agree.
When do you step in and be like, no?
Yeah.
It's like, that's so crazy to do. Like,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Is this wrong? Maybe we should cut this from the podcast.
No, like, I fully agree with you. Like, I think it's like, I certainly am like, well, I'm not going to tell anybody else what the fuck to do with their body.
Yeah.
And
like,
I think, obviously, like, we all have varying degrees through which, like, our bodies are, like, you know, legislated, whatever, you know, all these things. Yeah. So, like, maybe the degree to which you might need these things versus just desire. But, like, also, like, who am I to say that a cis woman who is not feeling some, I don't know, she's probably not feeling gender dysphoria, but she's feeling something.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, if you've got the money, whatever, do it. It's so much gray area in there that it's like, like, to try to make hard and fast rules about it is actually impossible. So we should just, like.
Yeah, and I think it's like we were raised in this generation where it was like, plastic surgery was also like plastic surgery, like under the knife, like you're
like
going
botched.
In and you're
botched?
Yes, botched, exactly. And like now it's this different world where there's that and there's also like all these other like smaller type of things you can do, like whatever that like we're kind of have this old model where we're like, this is serious. No, it's not. It's a big deal. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Ah, like, what the fuck?
It's
you know
all,
what I mean?
I also think we were like when we were young and like that was like the era of plastic surgery, it was also like, it was a relatively speaking like new-ish surgery, so obviously it wasn't as good as it would be now. Like they're obviously getting better and better and better, and will continue to do so as like so it's like we were seeing like a very early iteration where it was like, yeah, these things looking insane because it's like
just
they're not good at it yet.
You mean?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Versus like now, it's like you literally can't even tell, like in a good way. Like it's supposed to look natural.
Well, I think the problem with filler is that you only know about it when someone has gone too far.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, I think it's with my Pilates
That's
girls.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people get it really, like I started asking people about it. I drew a filler and they're like, yeah, right here.
You're like, we're
eyes.
Up for five in planks. Also, who got filler?
Yeah.
Who did your lips? I need to know. And it's like, oh, I think especially
Wait,
like in New York.
Do you teach Pilates?
Yeah, do you want to come?
You do, actually?
Yeah, I would love
oh,
to
I
have
thought you
meant
you take the class with them.
No, he teaches.
No, I don't
you
even do that.
He's on the mic.
Pilates?
Yeah.
Shut up.
He's on the mic.
You do?
I can never be quiet.
Shut up that you do that.
I'd love to have you. I'd love to have
I've
you.
I've taken his class.
You have? What do you think?
It's definitely tough. It's definitely tough.
What do you mean?
And
like
I was
physically tough? Like it's
yeah, like it was like it's like a lot of core, some legs, and it's definitely tough because you're doing a lot of like planks and like obliques and holding stuff up. And I was hungry all day afterwards
because it was such a like it
I don't know
so much
what
energy.
The heck. Yeah, I guess it burns.
When I was in training, yeah.
How does that work?
Really hungry.
It puts you in some sort of weird.
We cut the part where I answered the question correctly and scientifically.
You don't know.
How does that work?
I thought you told me one time.
The body like eats it. Like it goes into like high gear. Like
the
it's
body
building
eats
muscle. And this is such a testament to like to build muscle, you like need food and like fuel. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I was hungry all day afterwards. So it was like definitely the first time I did it, I was like wiped. Second time I did it, I felt better.
Yeah.
But I think I was in better. I was more into working out the second time. So I was like probably in better conditions to do it.
And so you guys are both working out all week.
More than I.
But I have a mental problem. That's my problem. I have a crazy relationship with exercise. Exercise, going to the gym to me, it's kind of like, are you going to work on your...
Like, that's what we've been trying
found
to get
it.
At.
Like,
oh, that's my problem.
Boys club is over.
For sure. I feel like, to me, going to the gym, it's like, I feel mildly lost in this moment in time. And I know that sometimes it's good. And I know that if I go and move my body, then it'll kind of like distract me from the fact that the world is spinning in this way I can control for the next hour.
Totally. That's great. But I have like a lot to say.
No, please. Wait, not at all.
I feel really intimately connected to you.
Yeah, I know. It's something's like, happening.
I think you're an INFJ.
We have something here.
You're probably right.
It's like my soulmate.
Just ask one of my friends. Okay. I'll give you their number. I have like a pretty much like bad relationship with working out.
Wait, but if you ever don't want to do it anymore, you can just stop. I wish I could.
Stop doing it.
Yeah, you can just stop and be like, I'm going to chill.
And you can just lay on the reformer and just kind of go up and back and up.
I would do it. You know what I just hate? I feel like there was a time where I was like really trying to like change my body like via diet and exercise for like 2.5 decades.
Yeah.
And then when I stopped trying to do that, like now it's like if I'm doing something that like would change my body, I'm like, I kind of don't want to because I'm like, I don't want to get back in this rat race.
Yeah.
But that's not good because I want to be able to have fun and
I really want to get out of the rat skill. Race because sometimes, fuck the rat race. I agree with you.
No,
because I'm also like, I want to be a dad. I want to be a dad. I want to have a child.
So what?
I want to take my kid to T-ball. Not now, but in 12 years. And it's like, I can't take my kid to T-ball and be like, I got to go to SoulCycle today or I'm going to die.
Right.
And it's like, you have a 5-year-old.
You know, I do think that I... in another life would have loved to be a workout instructor.
Wait, can I say something? Wait, this is actually so crazy. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I have so many things that I want to do in this world and I feel like
not enough
they
time.
Aren't mine right now and mm-hmm. they like will be. Yeah. But I'm like, there are other people, my life to other people and both of your lives to other people.
Right, is the thing
is
that
the
they
end
wish
game.
They could do.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, I feel like I've completely derailed this.
No, I did.
No, I absolutely did.
Wait, this is my last one.
Your last boys club.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Literally.
Street
like,
FC.
I wish I was a part of. Sorry, I didn't do the question right.
No, you did.
A boys club that I want to be a part of.
Yeah. Or
wish to
see in the world.
See in the world.
Yeah.
But it's flexible. It's
but
loose.
You're like on the
it's
right
like,
wavelength.
It's like sports, games, mm-hmm. like as an adult for people who are like not that good, but like not making a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like. To go play like I don't really play any sports at all, but I like really want to be able to like go shoot around or like play on a field something.
Yeah, kick something.
But I don't want to do it to be silly. You know, sometimes it's like when friends are getting together to play, it's like it's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I want to see.
Okay.
Wait, do you
there's
like
an
it?
Appropriate level of investment with a person that you that it's like you want this person to respect the rules and everyone's time enough to try.
Yeah.
But not to be a sociopath and be like, I won.
Yeah. It's
ground.
Honestly really like old school embarrassing to be really like uncoordinated and bad at sports. And I feel like you forget that as an adult. You don't know anything about this and you probably don't either.
No.
But do you do sports also? Like do you do just games
if
or
you
just
throw
like
a ball at me, I will duck. I've never had a ball tossed to me. I've had a ball tossed at me, and it's scary.
I do think there should be some type of like program that like helps people who like never knew how to like throw or catch anything like learn how.
Can you ride
for
a bike?
Confidence building?
You definitely ride a bike. You're a biker girl.
Yeah, for sure.
I love a bike.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm gonna invite you to play pickup basketball.
Stop.
No, seriously, because Sabrina Wu, CV, Sice, and I, like, sort of sometimes, we, like, did it last year. We're going to try to, like, now that it's nice out again, get people together.
Oh,
it's
please.
Mostly just, like, queer comics that play basketball sometimes.
Oh, but I don't play.
You don't even have to. Some people have never played before. And
okay, then I really want to come.
It's, like, all, I mean, the best of us played, like, a little bit in middle school. Like, it's not,
okay,
it's
okay.
not intense.
I
like,
played in middle school, too.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's very much people who, like, don't.
All right.
I love
yeah.
that we
Slay.
All played in middle school.
Yeah.
Like, in middle school, it was, like,
I know. What
the three of us could still be anything. It was
I
like,
know.
You really, and at the time, we were basketball players.
Yeah, and I honestly remember in middle school, one time I was at a game, and I swear to God, they put two people guarding me because I was
hell yeah. Good.
What is that face that you're making?
I just remembered me at a basketball game was me at an improv show where I'm just like, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to go out there.
Don't put me in.
I hated it.
Do you have any like games that you're like really drawn to? Any sports you're drawn to at all?
Sports.
Like softball.
No. Kickball. Yeah, I know. I like.
You're like, I know sports.
Yeah, like, I'm like, none of this sounds fun, honestly. I really like, yeah, I really don't connect with sports, honestly, but I really loved Capture the Flag.
Yeah.
And I loved Capture the Flag. Games. But I feel
Manhunt.
Like that as an adult is kind of like kitschy. You know what I mean?
No, like, it's hard to find like us. A, yeah.
Okay, here's an idea. This is a boys club that I want to see in the world. I've never done this one before. Is I want someone to set up an amazing race in Brooklyn for us. That is one day, one afternoon, and they'd really have to invest. I'm thinking it'd have to be the efficiency boys.
Wait, I kind of don't know what.
They'd have to do it.
Somebody that's on their shit.
That's like our like Paw Patrol. It must be the efficiency boys. Wait, what is an amazing race again?
So you just like run around and there's like clues and like obstacles that you have to complete. And then when you complete them, then you get your clue for the next like pit stop. And then the last team to the pit stop is eliminated from the next leg of the race.
So the clues are where to go.
Uh-huh.
And on the show, like, are they going like around the world?
Yeah. So this would only be around Brooklyn and really just northern Brooklyn. So like.
Okay. Well, that's not where I am.
No way. I think it would be so fun. I want to do it so bad.
Yeah, wait, wasn't there a big comedy game of
Assassin?
Yeah.
That was the first one that got out.
Really?
The year I played. Yeah.
That's nice.
I wasn't invited into it, but I heard about it and I thought it was such a fun, silly idea. I love that. That's too cute.
Yeah. And I appreciate, shout out Michelle Gold for like setting it all up.
Yeah.
You need like doers like that in the world.
You need people that are willing to act.
And that's the
and be
act
the
and be
organizers.
Too, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harvey Milk comes to mind.
Absolutely.
Say that.
The original gay organizer.
Harvey Milk.
Absolutely.
It's a lot like Harvey Milk, yeah.
Yeah.
Podcast is dedicated to Harvey Milk.
Okay. This is also bringing me back to my, I wanted to create like a rotating sports league that would be like a new game every week. They'd be like, oh, this week we're playing basketball. And like,
oh,
if you want to come play.
So smart.
I was gonna call it Coach Nico Presents, not to be annoying.
Wait, are you gonna do it?
I've talked about it last year and I never got around to doing it, but maybe that's my project.
Dude,
for this summer.
Why don't you just fucking do it?
You're right.
Just make it like, post it, be like, sign up. It's an email, it's like an e-blast or whatever. No, not an email,
something though.
Something.
I'll sign it up.
Yeah. No, just do it tonight. I really want
to
come play
sports. Gun to my head. Do it right now.
Please.
No, absolutely. Because I was thinking like dodgeball, basketball, softball, kickball, maybe even capture the flag. I love badminton. Would love to get some badminton
going.
That.
What about cops
volleyball
and robbers?
Maybe.
Is that not appropriate
volleyball
anymore?
Cops and robbers.
Manhunt is the same
we
thing.
We could just rename it maybe.
Wait, what should we?
Wait, I just remembered that my girlfriend and I were going to the airport last night to leave Miami. The driver was like, there was traffic and he was like, I think it's for the Heat game. And we were like, oh, you watch? And he was like, of course, like, I love it. And he was like, are you guys gonna watch? And we were like, no. He was like, you don't like basketball? We were like, no. He was like, what sports do you watch? We were kind of like, nothing. And he was like, not even volleyball? We were like,
it's like, brother,
no,
that's not even on TV.
Not
like,
even
they don't, yeah, they don't.
That
stream.
Was his like most like that
that's
he could
so funny.
Try to extend to us. Not even
wait,
volleyball?
Your girlfriend went to Miami with you.
Yeah,
was it crazy to be in love in like Miami?
Literally, yes.
Were you like, oh, what if we stayed here forever?
Literally,
then
yes.
It wouldn't be real life, but would passion. It be enough? Maybe it would be enough.
I know. I was like texting my friend about it, and I was like, it's just like. So heaven here, and they were like, do you know what's going on there, like legislatively, like with like trans people? And I was like, no, sorry. Like, I was like, Miami is literally heaven on earth. And they were like, are you like read in like whatsoever, like about what's going on? Because I don't think you want to say that. And I was like,
is Miami bad too?
Like the, there's yeah. Nobody on the beach because like, we keep screaming gay and people are just fleeing. It's awesome.
Running away. But no, it was a bit of a sigh.
I love Miami. Went on spring break my senior year of college. Was awesome.
That's see, I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
it and was. See, I'm happy for you.
All right.
Is it over?
I think it is.
Mad at me.
No.
There was a girl who went to my high school who asked people that, like, in every combo. It was kind of just, like, her signature thing.
Yeah.
And I just who told that story to someone else, and they were like, that's not interesting. And I was like, oh.
No. It is. Say it into the mic again. Wait, what happened to that girl? I love when people tell me what happened to
she's
people.
She's great. I just saw her actually at the wedding.
I know. See, you do always love to make sure somebody ended up okay. Or at least interesting.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Sorry, you want to say something? I'm never going to talk again.
No, what is crazy?
That
I will miss you when you leave.
No, I know. But you're not staying here.
No.
I'll miss you too.
I will miss you though.
Yeah. Okay. No, we'll all miss each other.
Yeah, good thing we'll see each other in 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And I'm going to, like, I'll tease, like, a big announcement or something. Not that anyone gives a fuck. Whenever people, like, the things that people use to get people in the door, I'm like, no one gives a fuck about this. Like, totally. You think people care about your announcement?
I love. We can I make love it people teasing an announcement.
Yeah.
Big announcement sober birthday.
We'll make it your sober birthday show.
Oh, yeah, I've been sober for 7 years. Like, I've been sober that's from alcohol, really, but I also sometimes have to exercise 3 times a day to feel okay. So, I don't know.
Congratulations.
Sobriety is a spectrum.
It is such a spectrum. And one time I went to an AA meeting and I was like, so I like actually didn't do the steps, and everyone laughed, and I was like, okay. I'm as sober as you, and I didn't lose my wife, so I'm gonna lose my wife to this booze.
Jesus.
Wait, 7 years is like amazing.
Yeah,
I know. Sometimes it's kind of like, what now,
right?
Like, but who are you past sobriety? Are you after all this?
Oh, but like,
do you remember in the Bible, and this is the part that we both have, the beginning.
I know it literally, basically.
And there's
the
7-year famine in Egypt.
Of course.
Do you remember this?
Of course.
And Joseph. Yeah.
7 years of famine, 7 years of plenty.
So maybe this is my 7 years
reversed,
of plenty.
Actually.
Oh,
first
fuck.
Comes the plenty. And that's why, remember, Joseph had that dream
don't
about
love that.
It. And then he told the Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh was like, okay, so we're going to save during the plenty.
Yeah.
And they were okay during the famine.
Hey, Joseph.
Legit. Wait, you're such a theater kid.
Like, wait, me. I know.
And you too, Nico.
Yeah. I was cut from Into the Woods Junior the one time I auditioned. So
literally
relish to it. But
no, but that was good because
we all ended
I was,
up here.
I was the steward, which is worse than getting cut, right?
I don't know what that is.
It's exactly.
Steward.
So it's like a bad role. It's like bad.
In Into the Woods.
It's like it's not for an interesting. It's not for a character actor like me. You know what I mean? Like, it was a character.
It's more
actor.
Like an ingenue. Thing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I would love to do a musical with you sometime.
Yeah. Maybe you should. You could be. What's the guy's name in the Alphaba show? Or in the what's his name?
Fiero. Wait, you don't think I'm a Fiero?
Natalie was just
no,
absolutely
in the Alphaba show.
Natalie was just
what's
disgusted
the guy's
with me.
Name wait, in the Alphaba show.
Where she sings. Where
in
she
Wicked,
screams,
what's that
Fiero.
Guy's name?
Yeah, Fiero.
He's got a great song.
Fiero. He has a great song. Dancing Through Life.
Dancing
that
Through Life.
That is a great
life.
Song.
I'm going to listen to that on the way home. Candace. And you guys are charging my phone right now.
Yeah. So it's going to be all charged up, ready to roll.
Yay.
All right. This is done.
Before we get out of here, do you want to plug your socials or your podcast or anything?
Yes. Please follow me on socials. My handle is @NatRotLate. And it's kind of like... basically like NatRotLait.
Wait, like cafe all late. Is that why?
No, it's not supposed to be like that. It's just supposed to be cute. And everyone's like, naturale. Like, no, it's just NatRotLate. It's cute. But I don't care what anyone thinks anymore.
You can't.
I feel better.
Good.
So go ahead and give me a follow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And Natalie has an awesome podcast called Exploration Live. You should also check out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Literally.
Anywhere you can get them.
Mm-hmm. Rate and review.
Awesome. All right. We'll
rate
get out of here.
Rate and review this one.
Yes. Rate them all. All right. We'll get out of here in a smooch. 1, 2, 3.
Hey boys, thanks for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on socials?
You can find me on Instagram @ConnorJanda. That's Connor Panda with a J.
You can find me @NicoCarney, NicoCarney, CARNEY. You can follow both of us @BoysClubComedy on Instagram. We have a monthly show at Club Coming, last week of the month. If you're in New York City, you better come hang out, be part of the club.
Okay, see you soon, boys.
XOXO.
Bye.